And let's go next to upstate New York, where the small town of Walton is one of many places that have been flooded. There is no way in or out of the city because bridges are flooded or damaged, and we've called the fire chief there, Jim Jacob. Chief Jacob, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I gather the floodwaters have begun to recede where you are, which means you get a look at the damage.
Yes, sir, we do.
What do you see?
The roadways in most places have crumbled. Most of the bridges in the village have been condemned and are unpassable. We have one bridge now set up that we can go across town.
And the last couple of days, have you spent a lot of time rescuing people?
Yes, sir, we have. We are still in that mode as of first priority is rescue. We may start today on surveying our damage and trying to get people's cellars and electricity and gas put back on.
Has the flooding been so bad that this has been a New Orleans-type situation on a small scale in your town? You've had to go get people who are in the upper floors of houses. The lower floors are completely flooded.
Not only the upper floors, but the roofs of buildings in town that are approximately three stories high. We've rescued most of them by helicopter and military trucks, getting as close to the building as possible to get people out.
What does this mean for a small town like yours?
We had a flood back here in 1996, and this makes that look like it was just a day of rain.
You've got a village here of about 3,500 people, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Does your town have the resources to come back from something like this?
Yes, but it does take quite a bit of time. We were still filling in some of the roads in the town and stuff, and they were just finishing up that from 1996.
Chief, I understand there's more rain in the forecast.
So do I, sir.
What's that mean for you?
Hopefully we can get a determination on what we've got right now, and we can get some of our bridges cleared and stuff, and we can get these people out to higher and drier places.
Chief Jim Jacob in Walton, New York. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome, sir.